Time to find out who's in and who's out with the Injury Report on ESPN Louisville. Presented by Baptist Health Sports Medicine, centered on you. Learn more at BaptistHealth.com.
ESPN Louisville and Baptist Sports Medicine have partnered up to bring you the injury report heading into this week's big games. Today, we're joined by Dr. Christopher Abelin of Baptist Sports Medicine to bring you a rundown throughout the sports landscape. Dr. Abelin, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I know, it's got a nice background. Birds are chirping. The city looks prettier. It's derby time here in the Bluegrass. All right, we'll start in the NBA playoffs. Obviously, Zion Williamson did something to his hamstring where he strained it, and he went down grimacing in the play-in game about a week ago. What does his rehab look like? And with a player his size, do you have to do anything differently with him?
Two answers to that. So certainly the first week to 10 days with a hamstring tear, you want to calm it down. You're going to want to be using a lot of ice, a lot of anti-inflammatory, so get some soft tissue treatments. At the same time, you want to prevent scar tissue, so you're going to be moving and mobilizing him. And so that's what you're going to do to kind of calm that down. And then, depending on the degree of severity, they'll have a time frame in mind and also, see how he responds. Being so large, anytime you're dealing with a larger person, you're putting more force through a joint or a muscle group or things like that. So, they may have some impaired flexibility. These really big, bulky guys, that may be a reason why they might be risky for that. So certainly they're going to keep that in mind. They'll have an idea of that, based on having worked with him for years and years. But it certainly can be a little bit more tricky when you're dealing with these really bigger guys, especially in a high-impact sport like basketball.
Yeah, I know, with his size and the way that he plays and explosiveness, I think everyone's clamoring for the days of what you saw at Duke, and hopefully that would correlate consistently in the NBA with the opportunity to make a deep run, because regardless of what you feel about Duke Blue Devils and whatnot, he is an exciting player to watch, even if you're just a casual fan. So hopefully he can make a speedy recovery for that. All right, sticking in the Western Conference, the NBA playoffs, Kawhi Leonard spent the previous 22 days trying to rehab inflammation on his surgically repaired right knee to get back onto the floor. When it's surgically repaired, how do you deal with the inflammation, or do you approach that differently than just a normal knee? What are the things you all look for in that?
Yeah, I think we're more likely to be concerned about structural problems anytime you've had surgery like that. So really at any level of sport, they're probably more likely to have done some imaging to make sure that was the case. Seeing that it's good and structurally the knee is fine, then it's some of the same things you talked about with Zion. So rice therapy, rest, ice, compression, elevation, we do that for all of our patients, including pro athletes, to get that down. And they're gonna have to limit his reps, practice reps limits, maybe game limits, things like that. We kind of put him on a pitch count or a minute count. Those types of things are going to be helpful to kind of keep him active and let him get as much court time as possible.
Yeah, it's always sad to me, and a reflection of how much time has gone by when you see, highlights of somebody like Derrick Rose and injuries plaguing him, even Kawhi Leonard. Like, he's been able to do certain things, but it feels like it's more limited with the injuries, and Father Time catches us all, as many know with that. All right, kind of a vague question, but you can listen to the NBA, or I'm sorry, the NFL draft, that is, right here on ESPN Louisville, presented by our good friends over at Baptist Sports Medicine, coming up starting tomorrow, all the rounds of that for all those NFL football Freddies out there. But I always go back to this, and it makes me chuckle. When Teddy Bridgewater was going through the draft process, it was always discussed about his, skinny knees and whatnot. It always made me laugh at that. But, I'm curious, over your experience and times and just being a sports fan, it's a vague question, but what are team doctors and just the NFL representatives and trainers looking for in terms of drafting a player? And what are some warning signs that, can maybe cause some concerns when they're going through the draft process of, it's a big investment for some of these teams, but what are some of the red flags and things that they're looking for?
I mean, the most common objective thing you're going to look for is an athlete that's had surgery. So, they're going to want to have the records from that. They may speak to the team physician, athletic training staff at those colleges and universities. So that's the most objective thing they're checking out. The team docs then will, on the NFL side, will do their own independent evaluation, both based on physical examination, perhaps imaging. And I think that's probably the most black and white thing you'll see that the combine kind of participants go through. The other stuff you mentioned is way more subjective, and probably, honestly, I'd say from a team physician standpoint, they're probably not involved in a lot of that. Hand size, skinny knees. I mean, that's some of the GMs and per player personnel people that may just have a feeling on, hey, we don't like that kind of athlete. We might have had a guy 10 years ago that had his hand size, that size, and he flaked out. So that's a little bit more subjective. And you'll probably find more teams certain teams put more weight on that type of stuff than others.
It always makes me think of the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner, and they're just going back and forth that they like this guy, they don't like that guy, for those very reasons, and they'll find something as his small hands and use that as a crutch for that. So, all right, I know that's kind of a vague topic, but I figured with it being topical with the NFL draft coming up here on ESPN Louisville in the coming days, we'd break it down. That's Dr. Abel in Baptist Sports Medicine, centered on you. Learn more at BaptistHealth.com. Appreciate it, Dr. Abel. Have a wonderful Derby week. It sounds like you're going to be out there a good portion of that. Then hopefully you win a couple shekels out there.
Thanks a lot. Happy Derby.